Good morning. It's the Morning Mix.
It is. This is WKGC FM 90.7 and HD.
Mm-hmm. You're Tom Hoots. I'm Caleb Jordan.
We got that done.
Yeah.
Okay. We sort of rambled into that. I'm sitting at attention, everybody. Oh, I want everybody to... You're probably really tired of jokes like that, aren't you?
Never.
Never. Good for you.
Never.
We have with us Major Brigadier General Melanson. Did I get that name last name?
Melanson.
That's an interesting. It has to be French
It's French. French
or Cajun French.
A little of both, because my ancestors came from Acadia up in the Nova Scotia area.
Oh, wow.
Way back when. Yes.
Okay. So okay, a little of both then. Very good. And you have been dubious. I'll go with dubious. Dubious task of putting Tyndall back together.
Yes, yeah. I do.
Is that sort of a good description of your current job?
It is. We are basically looking to rebuild almost an entire base.
Mm-hmm.
It has been probably since the early 80s since something like this was undertaken, back when Schriever Air Force Base was built in, I think, 82 or so. Mm-hmm. So really something that's really unprecedented with Schriever. That was all new construction, mm-hmm. So they started with a blank slate. We are going to be rebuilding the base while we're still conducting the mission, mm-hmm. Which is going to be challenging.
How much of the base is actually being rebuilt? Do you have a percentage on that? I mean, some of it survived, didn't it?
Yes, some of it did survive. So we started out with 484 buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Of that number, 300 of them, when it's all said and done, will have been demolished. Some of those have some temporary fixes, so mm-hmm. we can continue the mission.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're doing 90% of the mission with 80% of the people and 50% of the buildings.
Wow.
So there will be about 300 buildings that'll be demoed at some point,
mm-hmm.
And we're going to come back with about 150 of them. Part of what we tried to do as we approached this was really rethink the entire campus,
mm-hmm.
and get facilities in the right location and with the right size. So in some cases, we've tried to consolidate to reduce our overall footprint on the base.
Tyndall's really a fairly old base, isn't it? I mean, it's been around for a while.
Yeah, it's been around for a while.
It was World War II training base,
right,
I know.
Yes, so. World War II training base, yes. And you know, over the years, we need this new facility. Okay, well, this makes sense to put it here. Well, maybe at the time it made sense, but like I said, we've tried to relook at the entire mm-hmm. campus and really make sure that we've got things in the right location.
You're going to increase your operational efficiency by putting
Absolutely.
Stuff where it needs to be instead of where it ended up.
Correct.
Wow, that's a tremendous amount. So you guys, you're back at fairly high performance already on what you've got. Everybody, of course, is always nervous that Tyndall's going to go away. You're the largest employer around here. You've got enormous impact on the local economy. So,
yes, we aren't going anywhere.
Okay.
Very, very early on, the Secretary of the Air Force said, we're keeping Tyndall, and oh, by the way, we're going to bring the F-35 mission.
Okay.
So that is what we're working
towards. And
that's
exciting in itself.
It is exciting.
That's the brand newest airplane that you
yes.
have right now, and it's everybody's going to use that, I guess.
It's a joint, right? I think it's called the Joint Strike Fighter,
yes.
I remember right.
Because it's quite the advanced piece.
It
of
is.
Technology. Is Tyndall's one of Tyndall's greatest assets is the Gulf of Mexico and its proximity to the Gulf?
Yes. So I will not claim to be the expert on this. Colonel Brian Laidlaw really mm-hmm. is the expert. He's the wing commander
mm-hmm.
And really can talk this in detail. But the access to the military operational airspace that we have here is direct.
Mm-hmm.
We do not fly through FAA-controlled airspace mm-hmm. at all to get to these training areas. So that is that is the key to the strategic advantage that Tyndall offers mm-hmm. to the military.
Okay. Well, great. Well, we're going to come back. We'll talk a little bit more about details on, you know, what you're putting back together first and how you're going to accomplish managing to run a large Air Force base under construction. General, I have another question for you.
Sure.
What are your What is the Air Force's? I suppose they're yours, but what is the Air Force's outlook on the building criteria that's going on at Tyndall now? What are you looking for? What are you looking to be able to withstand? That sort of thing.
Sure. We have spent quite a bit of time talking with industry experts. We spoke with the folks down in the Miami-Dade County area. We have developed two kind of key criteria. One is the design flood elevations. We've looked at historical rainfall and rainfall projections as well as sea level rise projections. And we've taken those into account when we set the design flood elevations for the new construction. The other area is wind speeds. We have increased the wind speed requirements for buildings. Some of the mission essential buildings have got a higher wind speed standard that they have to meet than the non-essential because we're trying to be fiscally prudent. Mm-hmm. But we also have looked at the kind of the structural envelope of the building. So looking at the roof to foundation connection and the requirements for that, as well as materials that are going to have to meet some more stringent standards. So that we're really looking to make this, obviously we can't make anything hurricane proof, but we certainly are going to rebuild this in a fashion that will be much more resilient in terms of climate.
Okay. It's just interesting that, and sad that we have to, we're continually upgrading our wind speed requirements, especially along coastal Florida. But I think after what we saw here a year and a half ago, that's very, very prudent.
Absolutely. I mean, weather is changing. It's mm-hmm. it's, you know, we've looked at the trends, and so we need to be respondent to that.
Yes. Okay. What kind of a time frame do you guys have out there? I know that's a tough one. You're smiling at me now, like I wish you hadn't asked me that. But
no, I'm prepared to answer that. So we need to be prepared to accept the first F-35 aircraft. That's that new fifth generation mm-hmm. fighter. The first one's going to be delivered in October of 2023.
Okay.
Now that seems like that's a long time away, but in terms of design and construction, we are going to be really sprinting to meet that mm-hmm. criteria. There are a certain number of buildings that have got to be completed. The F-35 has a logistics information system that's part of the aircraft, mm-hmm. and the buildings that are associated with that particular function have a 10-month commissioning lead time.
Wow.
So back up 10 months from that.
Yeah, you lost almost a year on that.
Right. So it's a very aggressive schedule.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you going to make it?
Absolutely.
There you go. So Tyndall's not going anywhere. Tyndall is going to, I would assume, is going to become one of the most advanced bases on the planet.
We are really looking to create an installation of the future. Colonel Laidlaw very early on said, we're not going to rebuild the base we had. We're going to build the base we need.
Wow.
So we're looking to take technology that's available in the commercial sector. Mm-hmm. We don't really necessarily want to be a kind of a research project per se, but there's technology available in the commercial space, and we're looking to bring that to bear at Tyndall mm-hmm. in terms of our facility maintenance. We're looking sensors. We already have mechanical electrical equipment that comes with sensors on it. Mm-hmm. We're looking to take data that is produced by those and collate that and use kind of machine learning to be able to get much more proactive with our maintenance as opposed to reactive. So we might get chiller 5 motor it's vibrating out of spec. Mm-hmm. So let's go look at that, and maybe it's just that the belt needs to be tightened or the bearings have to be, you know, some kind of maintenance. So it lets us be much more proactive and do a very low cost, quick maintenance activity as opposed to it fails and you got to replace the whole thing.
Exactly. And if you have the opportunity to add that
preventative maintenance.
Yeah, well, it's a capability
right.
into the structures.
Absolutely.
That's an amazing advantage, no
yes.
matter what piece of equipment it's aimed at, because it's a heck of a lot easier to go, oh, I've got a note here on my computer that we better go look at that chiller motor.
Right,
rather than hoping somebody walks by it and hears it misbehaving.
Exactly. Or worst case, you get a call from the wing commander saying, "My conference room is 100 degrees."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's is indeed always a problem. Well, when we get back, we'll ask. I've got a few more questions stored for you.
Sure.
You're in the mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD.
Here when you need us. I'm Tom Hoots.
I'm Caleb Jordan.
And we're here talking about Tyndall. And General, we were just off air talking about this, whatever that is out west, in Vegas.
Oh, yes. AFWERX.
Yes. I didn't pick up
And it's not really an acronym, I guess. So DefenseWorks was started some years back to really look to bring innovation, infuse innovation into the Department of Defense. AFWERX is the Air Force version of that. They have folks that really are looking at better ways for us to help to define what our problem is. Right now, we have folks that are out in Vegas at the Innovation Hub for AFWERX. They are going through a series of workshops to help us define challenges. These are challenges that we're going to put out to industry to ask them to bring their good ideas back to the Air Force for us to consider. So obviously the first step is, you know, what do you need? You've got to be able to define your problem statement well enough so that someone can respond in a way that's going to give you a solution. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're doing right now out in Vegas.
Wow. And so this is going to give you an avenue toward to get in touch with the latest in technology out of the private sector.
Absolutely. We're really looking to take things that are already available in the commercial sector and maybe morph them or tweak them a little bit to meet our requirements. So the challenge workshops that are going on right now, those challenges will actually go out to industry through AFWERX procurement, and we will then select those solutions that best fit our challenge needs. Mm-hmm. And it's going to culminate in a fusion event in May out in Vegas. The Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force, General Wilson, typically chairs that meeting, and we will actually make awards there on the spot for folks to implement these techniques into our rebuild.
Wow.
It's exciting stuff.
We were talking off air. Your job must be both at the same time terrifying and terribly exciting.
It is both terrifying and terribly exciting. So, I mean, as an engineer, who gets the chance to build a base from scratch almost?
Wow.
It's been very exciting, and I was very, very humbled that I was specifically asked to come and lead this effort. Mm-hmm. It is
a great honor, and we're very thankful that you're here doing it. And it's also, like I said, it's just I can't imagine how intriguing this whole process is going to be. Think of how much. One thing about being an engineer is you learn something all the time. And your learning curve must be unbelievable
It's huge. But, you know, it's kind of like that saying, how do you eat an elephant? You eat it one bite at a time. That's how we're looking at this. We're trying to look at, trying to think about the whole thing all at one time. It does get a little overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to sort of prioritize our needs and step through them smartly and efficiently. So I've got a great team. We've got partners. The Corps of Engineers is a huge partner for us. They're going to be executing most of our military construction projects. The base, we have a great relationship with Colonel Laidlaw, who's the wing commander, and the base agencies that are there, the base organizations. It's a multi-partner effort, and we've got a great team.
It would take a huge team. It's when you're talking about hundreds of buildings that have to be either repaired or, as you say, partially reconditioned so you can use them until you get an opportunity to rebuild them.
Yes.
It's got to be logistically a huge, huge effort.
It's a challenge. Mm-hmm. It's a challenge.
Thank you very much for coming by here today and chatting with us about it. And also, thank you for your service.
You
have a skill set that would be highly, and this is something people don't realize. You have a skill set that would be highly marketable in the private sector, and you're aware of that, of course. And instead, you've chosen to serve your country, and I want to thank you for that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So anyway, thank you guys. And again, General, thank you very much for stopping by. You got to be one of the busiest people in Bay County, and I really appreciate your taking time out of your very busy day to come and visit us.
You're very welcome.